New Mexico Attorney General proposes seizure of land at Epstein's Zorro Ranch. By Amy Furr on August 30, 2019. State officials are preparing to seize land on Jeffrey Epstein's ranch in New Mexico, according to reports. The nearly 10,000-acre Zorro Ranch, which is about 40 miles south of Santa Fe, is a mixture of private and state-owned lands. However, New Mexico Attorney General Hector Balderas has proposed that the government take back the lands that he says were improperly given to Epstein. Balderas said in a statement, "Having fully reviewed the referral from the state land commissioner in connection with my office's investigation into criminal conduct related to Jeffrey Epstein in New Mexico, I am issuing a determination that the state land commissioner should immediately retake state trust lands and cancel leases that were improperly given to him. The original leases to Epstein appear to have no beneficial use justification to the state, but rather appear to simply have been taken by him to increase privacy in the landmass surrounding his estate. This sweetheart deal must be canceled and reassigned to a New Mexico ranching family." Reports said the leases were signed in 1997 and 1999 by Epstein's holding company, Cypress Incorporated, and that the documents indicated the land would be used for grazing, according to the New York Post. However, the Attorney General's investigation did not find any evidence of cattle on the land, and Balderas noted that the leases appear to simply have been taken by him, Epstein, to increase privacy in the landmass surrounding his estate. On July 31, Breitbart News reported that Epstein allegedly hoped to seed the human race with his DNA by impregnating women at the ranch in New Mexico. Epstein reportedly had a fascination with transhumanism, a concept that says technology can help humans transcend the limitations of their mortal bodies. Stephanie Garcia Richard, New Mexico's Commissioner of Public Lands, said she tried to gain access to the ranch on Tuesday but was denied entry. "It is heart-wrenching to know that state trust land was part of a broader scheme to cause harm to individuals," she said. "So we want to do everything we can to make sure that our office is ready and available and helpful in bringing these folks to justice."